This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? Well, it's brought China to the negotiating table, but farmers are bearing the brunt of this trade dispute, and I'll talk a bit about that after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Yes, we've seen it moving the markets. Yes, we've seen farmers affected. And no, it hasn't been pretty. This trade dispute that has surfaced with China, as our president has targeted China about that trade deficit that we've had running with China for quite some time. Our U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, testified on Capitol Hill a few days ago. At the same time, the Trump administration was rolling out these tariffs, and many members mentioned the retaliation fears. But Trade Representative Lighthizer has been standing firm on the need to forge ahead with the president's hard-nosed stance on trade. He says every time you take a trade action, agriculture is, in fact, in the crosshairs. And Lighthizer said it's unfortunate that soybean farmers are having to bear the brunt of China's retaliation. But he added, it does not warrant not taking action. Lighthizer said it's not possible that because of soybean farmers, we're not going to stick up for our rights. He explained many other industries have been affected by the trade imbalance with China. Lighthizer said farmers get the short end of the stick when tariffs are raised in other countries. But he acknowledged, and these were his words, we cannot give up an $800 billion deficit. He said we have to balance this. The chief economist with INTLFC Stone, chief commodities economist Arlen Suderman, says China has more to lose overall than the U.S. if a trade war continues. He said they cannot afford one. China fears social unrest within its borders. Its number one fear is food inflation. As Arlen put it, they're not going to do anything to risk food inflation over the long term unless they think the U.S. is switching and backing down. I'll be back after this.